from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you some football here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation. Ravens back in practice today at 1:20. Coordinators will meet with the media later on this afternoon. But Lamar talked to the masses yesterday. And as we have heard from John Harbaugh, he said on more than one occasion that he thinks, and they, the Ravens, think that Lamar Jackson's the best quarterback in the NFL and maybe will be the best quarterback of all time. Here's Lamar commenting on John Harbaugh having his back, I guess.
I wasn't paying attention to it. You know, I was out, so I wasn't really paying attention to it, man. But I appreciate that coming from Coach.
I mean, what's he going to say? Sucks. How dare you put that pressure on me, John Harbaugh? We've heard Lamar enough to know that he puts enough pressure on himself to get that Super Bowl championship. But John Harbaugh, defending number 8. Not that he needs any defending, but Nolan, as we know, and I guess we'll start to hear all of this once the games begin, Lamar Jackson, there's a small pocket of Ravens fans that just aren't buying him as the quarterback here to win a championship for the Ravens. And, you know, we all have our preferences and everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I'll say it now and I'll say it again. Quarterback's the least of the Ravens' worries, but that's just me, I guess.
Right. I mean, quite frankly, there's nothing he can do other than winning a Super Bowl that's going to change the perspective of those people. And then, even then, if the Ravens won a Super Bowl and Lamar was healthy and playing in that game, there would probably still be some excuse making of, oh, well, he had this incompletion or he threw this interception in the third quarter or something like that. Some people, they'll never change their opinion. It is what it is. For what it's worth, Lamar also, on the whole GOAT thing, that Harbaugh calling him the greatest of all time, Lamar did say that Brady stole the GOAT.
Well, he's got the most rings. And that's the player, and that's the goals Lamar measures himself by. You think people in Kansas City, they're fans that complain about Patrick Mahomes? I mean, over the course of 60 minutes, we complain about every play.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a time to decompress and look at it in a bigger picture scenario. But do you think there are fans in Chiefville that hate or think that Patrick Mahomes sucks? Because if you do, you're probably an imbecile. Just don't like him personally for whatever reason.
I would say technically, yeah, they probably do exist, but I don't know what their gripe would be when he has multiple Super Bowls. That he's too much money or something? I don't know. What could you possibly say?
Get Dallas. Dak probably gets the same smoke that Lamar gets from the Ravens fans that dislike him, which, by the way, are in the minority. And Josh Allen in Buffalo, because, hey, he's prone to the turnover. I mean, I'm not even a Bills fan, and he agitates me sometimes with his careless way of taking care of the ball. But, you know, you can't please everyone. How's that? Sports fans we're an interesting group, for sure.
That's one way to put it. Yeah.
I mean, the Orioles are in first place, and you would think that they're the 88 Orioles, even though they've been playing a lot like the 88 Orioles as of late. Back to Lamar Jackson, however, and two MVPs, big money contract, division championships, number one seed. Been there, done that. Lamar, what about that Super Bowl, man?
I mean, that's been the first checkbox for me since 2018. You know, I said that April 26th, whenever we were drafted, whenever I was drafted, I said that, you know, and I meant that. But, you know, this the highest level of this game, you know, we play. You got to go out a champion. That's what I want to be labeled as, a champion, you know, not just MVP here and there. Like, I want to be a champion.
And that's the only thing he needs to achieve. And let's just say this, too. Heading into a seventh year, he wins a Super Bowl. Now we're talking about, like we were saying with Russell Wilson earlier. I mean, the Canton talk is maybe quiet a little bit because he hadn't played all that great last couple of years. Lamar adds a Super Bowl championship to the resume, and he's not in a long for the ride one. Like Peyton Manning, for instance, his last Super Bowl. They weren't winning it because of him. They were winning because they had a great defense and ball control and all of that good stuff. Lamar wins a Super Bowl, and he plays well in doing so. Now I think the old gold jacket talk starts to get a little bit louder, and rightfully so.
Right. I mean, just looking at resumes, though, I mean, you could have the debate, well, how many guys have won two MVPs and not made it to the Hall of Fame? I believe that list would be zero, but again, that doesn't mean Lamar's a lock for now.
No.
But, you know, you're on this trajectory, as young as he's been in his career, to be on this kind of trajectory. You're right. It is that one last thing is the Super Bowl. Even making one, playing well in it, would go a long way for your resume. But at the end of the day, that's not going to help him sleep any better. You got to win one. He'd rather win one playing poorly than lose one playing well.
You got that right. And by the way, Ravens win another Super Bowl, and hopefully it's this year. John Harbaugh's a lock for Canton. I would think two Super Bowls, multiple playoff appearances. I think John Harbaugh is a lock to get into the Hall of Fame.
Longevity, yeah, longevity is the strength there in a business where there's so much turnover. Guys get fired at the drop of a hat. To stay with one organization that long, pretty strong resume.
NFL Lunch, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. But let's get back to the football aspect of things. Lamar, how good your defense looking right now?
Like the throwback Ravens defense. You know, just bloodshed, you know, a lot of smack talk, a lot of big hits. We seeing it all from our defense. You know, guys actually tackling a little bit out there. I don't think we should be, but we looking good, man.
Defensive line strong, secondary strong, all pro and Roquan Smith. As you've said before, Nolan, you're not completely sold on Trenton Simpson stepping in and fully replacing Patrick Queen. That being said, defense looks to be really good on paper, except for where the sacks are coming from, because the Ravens led the NFL in sacks last year. I would be floored if they did it again here in 2024.
Right. That's the one hole, and it's a big hole at that, because we've said on the show, I mean, you know, the Ravens could have an amazing secondary. You could have the best secondary in football, but if there's no pass rush to complement that, those guys are on an island out there. They can't cover all day. At a certain point, they're going to exceed their limits. So we've even seen it just a couple years ago where the Ravens did have a very strong secondary because they emphasized spending in the offseason there or emphasized draft picks there, but they couldn't pair a good pass rush unit with it. And you saw the results. Those guys get picked apart. I mean, you give a talented quarterback in this league all day to throw, they're going to find an open man.
Well, he threw a lot to Isaiah Likely in the second half of last season after Mark Andrews got hurt. Andrews is back 100%. I said earlier that Isaiah Likely, would he, calling him a breakout candidate, would that be a fair way to describe him this year? I still think
absolutely,
so.
Yeah.
So my pick for breakout candidate, which means, sorry, Rashad Bateman, there's only so many targets to go around. He's Isaiah Likely, and Lamar knows what's going on there, right, Lamar?
Ever since day one, you know, I just seen the potential in Isaiah Likely, and he show it each and every day. You know, each and every day he want to be a better player, and then, you know, you got a guy like Mark in his room who's showing him the ropes and stuff like that, and him being himself at the same time, it just magic happens, and he just got to keep going, though. Keep bringing that each and every day, keep trying to be a better player.
Yeah, let's get magical, right? 13.7 per reception. He had six big plays along a 54, five touchdowns, 40 targets. Say the targets double to 80, because 64 of those last year went to Odell Beckham Jr. He's now in Miami. I see Isaiah Likely maybe doubling that target share, which, you know, I'm not good at math, but leads me to believe that, you know, the stats could possibly double as well.
Yeah, I mean, we spent a lot of time this time of year talking about like stat projections. Yeah. This guy could double here, like you said. You know, Zay Flowers, obviously, everything about his game suggests that he's going to take a step. But I mean, when the games get here, there's only so many snaps. There's only so many reps. I mean, there's going to be games where a guy like Isaiah Likely maybe gets just one target. It's going to happen. It's not ideal. If that's the reason you lose, even worse. But on an every game basis, there's not going to be eight targets for all of these guys. You still have to run the ball with Derrick Henry. We've had all those gripes about how you didn't run the ball enough in the AFC Championship game. So you're going to be running the ball. I mean, just win each game on a game-to-game basis. But I don't disagree with you. Likely is a huge breakout candidate this year. And if Todd Monken can just figure out how to get both those guys on the field together, the possibilities seem endless.
Yeah, and for those who may not follow the NFL closely, Lamar only throws one football at a time.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't throw three. So there's only one to go around, and there are a lot of people that want to get their hands on it. And we already know that Zay Flowers and Mark Andrews are going to be one and two in the pecking order. Question is, who's that third guy getting the love from number eight? When we come back, well, the Orioles, they had a kissing your sister kind of day. They win handily in game one with James McCann coming back from getting hit in the face with the ball. And then in game two, they went back to slapstick baseball and struggled with pitching and defense. They had a good day overall, I would think, swinging the bats, which is a good sign. But game three of the series against Toronto coming up tonight, and we're going to be talking about that next with the American League East report. And we'll talk about the trade deadline, 6 o'clock tonight. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. What's going on in that warehouse?
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. Vinny and Haney.
Top of your American League East report here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. There is a game in progress as we speak. Cleveland at Detroit taking on the Tigers. Scoreless bottom of the first. Yesterday, Detroit scratched Jack Flaherty, scheduled starting pitcher. He's mentioned big time as a possible trade candidate. It doesn't appear as though there's a lot of momentum for him coming to the Orioles, having that touching reunion. Hey, but you know, stranger things have happened. 6 o'clock is the trade deadline as the Orioles are going to look to boost their starting rotation and maybe their bullpen. While we're at it, MLB Network, John Morosi is reporting that the Orioles and Tigers are still talking about Tarek Skubal. Still appears to be somewhat in the long shot phase, but you never know. He's controllable. He would slide right in there behind Corbin Burns as the number two starter in this Orioles rotation and would probably be the ace next year unless Corbin Burns decides to stick around with the Orioles on a long-term basis as he's hitting free agency. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, saying that Blake Snell looks like he might be sticking around in San Francisco. That's their plan right now as they're clanking around the wild card. 4 games back, so we shall see. Bob also reporting that the White Sox appear to be ready to move Garrett Crochet, as he's likely to be moved today. But outfielder Luis Robert Jr., who brings some pop from the right side of the plate, drawing little interest, and he'll probably be sticking around. And according to Bob Nightingale, again, future Hall of Famer, by the way, Bob Nightingale, 5 teams most likely to make trades: Yankees, Padres, Dodgers, Orioles, and the Mets. So, again, we'll keep you up to date on all the stuff. 5 players most likely to get traded, according to Bob: Jack Flaherty, Garrett Crochet, Tanner Scott, Yandy Diaz, and Lucas Ersig, the hard-throwing reliever from the Oakland A's from the right side. Remember, the Orioles saw him when they were in town a couple months back, and he was throwing like Mason Miller was. So he could be an attractive piece for a team looking for bullpen help. Orioles yesterday split the doubleheader with the Toronto Blue Jays. They win the opener 11-5 as they were breaking out the whipping sticks there. Zach Eflin picks up the win. Mountcastle Tony Taters went deep in that one. James McCann took a fastball to the face. Broken nose, perhaps. He looked like a prize fighter. He had the cotton shoved up his nose. His eyes were all swollen. His shirt was bloody. Looked like he was actually in a brawl with like 17 different players, and they were using bats. But not only did he survive it, he just went on and put a new shirt and caught the entire game, got a hit and a ribby for his troubles as well. Nightcap, however, not as friendly. Toronto wins 8-4. Vlad Jr. had 3 ribbies and a homer. He was 7-for-10 on the day for Toronto. Westberg and Kowser. Kowser on fire, 11-game hitting streak, as he looks to be percolating at the right time for the Orioles. Wasn't enough, though. Cade Povich struggled. The bullpen didn't do him any favors. The defense certainly did not. Westberg, a couple errors. O'Hearn had the throwing errors. He had a hard time getting the ball out of the mitt. So the Orioles, with the win, or the split, rather, maintained their advantage on top of the American League's Eastern Division. But it was trimmed by a half a game because of what happened in Philadelphia last night.
Driven deep to left field. Right. Hayes back, looking up. See ya! Another home run. 2 ribbies. 99 has 99 ribbies. And the Yankees have a 9-3 lead.
14-4 turned out to be the final score. That was Yes Network on the call. Aaron Judge hit 2 homers. Jazz Chisholm, using Aaron Judge's bat, he hit 2 home runs. The Yankees hit 6 on the night as Zach Wheeler got his, he got a rude awakening. He got treated like the Orioles treated him about a month and a half ago. Oriole Park and Camden Yards. But 14-4 final scores. The Yankees win the opener of that series. New York's now won 3 in a row. Boston Red Sox in action themselves last night, taking on Seattle. Seattle's kind of still a division hopeful. Both are wild card teams. But in the end, it was all about the Red Sox doing some damage.
Swinging a high drive. Deep right. Rayleigh Bell. Right away.
Yoshida, that was Nesson on the call. 3-for-5, homer, 4 ribbies. Boston hits 3 long balls on the night, 14-7 over the Seattle Mariners. So the Red Sox You know, after dropping 2 out of 3 at home to the Yankees, they bounced back nicely, thank you very much, with a win against the Seattle Mariners. Schedule in the American League's Eastern Division today. New York's at Philadelphia, game 2, coming up at 6:40. Miami's at Tampa, taking on the Rays at 6:50. Will Tanner Scott be part of that equation? Probably not, because the trade deadline is 6 o'clock. Seattle at Boston, game 2 of that series at 7:10. And then Toronto and the Orioles coming up at 6:35. Do not forget Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, live at 5:30, live from Pickles Pub. Me and Mike Bordick, Joe LaCroix, come on down and say hello as the Orioles try to take advantage of the series. It's a 4-game set. Afternoon game tomorrow. Corbin Burns, 10-4, going for win number 11, obviously, with a 2.45, taking on Chris Bassett, veteran right-hander for the Toronto Blue Jays. Standings in the American League's Eastern Division and beyond. Orioles half game up on New York. You got Boston 6 back. Tampa's 8.5 off the pace. Toronto's in last place, 13 games back. Cleveland 5.5 up on Minnesota in the Central. Kansas City 6.5 back there. How about Bobby Witt hitting a grand slam, game-winning style, and then making a spectacular play to hand the White Sox their 15th straight loss. Tigers, okay, I guess they're kind of hanging around. Houston and Seattle basically tied in the West. Texas 3.5 games off the pace there. You got Philly 8.5 up on the Braves, 9 up on the Mets in the East. National League, that is. Brujas 7 up on both St. Louis and Pittsburgh, and then the Dodgers 6.5 up on San Diego, 7 up on the defending National League champion Diamondbacks. If the playoffs started today, which they don't, obviously, wild cards in the American League would be the Yankees, Twins, and Royals. Boston's a game back. Seattle's 2.5 back. Tampa's 3.5 back. Texas 6 back, et cetera, et cetera. And then in the National League, the wild cards would be the Braves, Mets, Padres, Arizona's a half game back, St. Louis, Pittsburgh 2, San Francisco is 4. That's why, according to Bob Nightingale, they might be holding on to Blake Snell. Coming up tonight, Orioles handling their business, hopefully, against Toronto, as we said. And come on down to Pickles. Hopefully the rain will hold off. Yeah, it's not an ideal weather forecast, but I can't control the weather. Because if I could control the weather, I would not be sitting here talking to you right now, with all due respect, Ricky Bobby style. I'd be doing much greater things with mankind and humanity. When we come back to the trade talk, Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, and we got an Olympic update for you as well. He gets all the proper intel. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bobby Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation. He's with BaltimoreBaseball.com. He's Rich Dubroff. Rich, good afternoon. I know it's a busy day for you, so you keeping up with all the news out there?
Well, I'm keeping up with all the news, and I expect a torrent of news to start really pouring in probably about an hour and a half. I think the last 3 hours from 3 to 6 are going to be very newsworthy today.
Well, as I'm sitting here trying to do two things at one time, Rich Dubroff, which is a very challenging thing for a guy like myself, but MLB Network's on in their little crawl at the bottom saying the Orioles and Tigers are still having discussions about Tarek Skubal. Nothing is imminent, not even implying that a deal could even be consummated. What are you hearing about Skubal? Because it still seems as though the vibe is that Detroit reluctant to give him up unless somebody blows him away with an offer there.
Yeah, I would think that. And what I'm really intrigued about is if Mike Elias is going to part with any of these top name prospects. Since we talked, I remember we talked on Friday after the Austin Hayes trade, and then they surprised us with Zach Eflin, and they were able to get Eflin, a really good pitcher, I think, without surrendering one of those top shelf prospects. So in order to get Skubal, they're going to have to give up, one or two of those top name prospects. And I really wonder if they're going to bite the bullet there.
And I'm sorry, Rich. I'm going to ask to that point. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Ryan Ripken earlier in the show. Given the windows open for championship success, not just this year, but maybe looking ahead to next year's rotation, would that make Mike Elias maybe a little more inclined to sacrifice one of these untouchables for a guy that not only helps you this year, but given the controllability of him, helps him and Eflin and Grayson, et cetera, are signed for the long term as well?
Yes, but they're going to need those untouchable guys probably next year.
Right.
That's the thing. And also, another complicating problem to me was the injury to Jorge Mateo, because Connor Norby was listed not as one of those untouchables, but sort of, right on the cusp of that they prefer not to give him up. But they probably need Connor Norby really badly. And let's say they traded Connor Norby. Well, then they'd have to bring up Kobe Mayo, who's another one of those, or Jackson Holliday, so-called untouchable. So I think it's very, very complicated. And, if Elias is able to get one of these guys without, without giving up a real top name prospect, well, kudos to him. But also, will they look a little lower? Will they look, again, to have a reunion maybe with Jack Flaherty, who didn't work out real well here last year, but he's had a much better year for the Tigers? Would they take a second chance on him? And, how much would they give up? Because what they gave up for him last time wasn't backbreaking at all. So that's intriguing to me. So there's a lot of, there's a lot of stuff in place, and I think it's all going to become apparent in about 4.5 hours, but I can't wait till this is over.
Yeah, you and I and everybody else, because Oriole fans very excited, optimistic about what could happen. But if they don't pull off a blockbuster, Rich, as you know, a lot of fans are going to be disappointed with that. But not just the untouchables and the magic beans that they call prospects. What about a Ryan Mountcastle or a Cedric Mullins possibly going in a deal? Because we saw Austin Hayes leave last Friday.
Yeah, but That was a very surprising deal. Now, I could see them trading Mountcastle, because then maybe they put Kobe Mayo at first base. But I wonder what Ryan Mountcastle would bring back. That's sort of an unknown. Mullins, I don't think, would bring back that much, because he's it's sort of in the Austin Hayes, realm. He's had a disappointing season. He still has a lot of value. I mean, look at his play in the field. When other people have been struggling in the field, Mullins has still been really, really good. But he's 1 year away from free agency, and he's going to be paid an awful lot of money next year. So a rebuilding club is not likely to take him. And you can only make deals, you can only make sort of a contender for contender deal, as the Orioles did with the Phillies last year. So that's intriguing too. But I think the Orioles also need, maybe another right-handed hitting outfielder. So who's maybe better on a better level than Christian Pache, who they got from the Phillies in the Hayes trade. So lots of interesting things. And we haven't even touched on relievers.
Well, we were talking earlier, me and Nolan, about Danny Coulomb and his absence, and how unfortunate it is for Coulomb personally and for the Orioles as a team. And what's best case scenario? He's back in September, and Tanner Scott all of a sudden is looking like Sparky Lyle out there in the trade stuff. Where are the Orioles in a possible reunion with him, who, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is a free agent after the season?
Yeah, and Scott, and if it's true that the Marlins are asking for a lot, it's more... I'd be more inclined to give away, a top prospect for a guy like Scooble, who has, another year or two of eligibility before they become a free agent. For somebody like Tanner Scott, who had his troubles here, and he'd be pitching under the bright lights again. Pitching in Miami is not, there's not a lot of pressure. Pitching in AL East games, again, in Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium, at Dodger Stadium, when they have to play there, Tanner Scott going to be able to handle that? So there are a million relievers out there. They're going to get one or two relievers today, I think. It may not be Tanner Scott. It may be on the level of the Mark Leiter Jr., whom you just mentioned. But I think that they're going to get there. I think they're going to get, a reliever or two today.
Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Talk about the team. Half game up in first place, Rich. And, you know, Adley Rutschman hitting .125 here in July. Hey, that's a hell of a duck pin bowling score. But for an all-star catcher, the batting average is completely unacceptable. Did have some hard contact in the nightcap of the doubleheader. As you've watched Adley's struggles here, is it fatigue? Is it, making adjustments? Because 125 is a significant drop off for a guy that was hitting 300 going into the month.
Well, right, you are, Bob. And it's interesting because I think that, you know, when you look at Henderson, who's had the, who's had the fielding issues, and you look at, Rutschman here, this is sort of the first time that they've had real prolonged struggles. Yes, Henderson at the beginning of last year wasn't hitting that well. But the team was doing fine. Rutschman, the first couple of weeks he came up in 22, wasn't hitting very well. But that's to be expected. But this is sort of the first time that these guys have struggled with the whole team, and it's going to be very instructive to see how they how they come out of it. I think they're going to do just fine. But I think that this last 2 months is going to be very, very hard. June took a lot out of them. Not only did they lose Coulombe, which was a huge loss, they lost Kyle Bradish. You know, I think that if they hadn't lost Kyle Bradish, I don't think we'd be sitting here necessarily talking about them, raiding the farm system to acquire a top shelf pitcher. Because none of these guys that they're going to get, like Eflin, Eflin's really good, but he's not as good as Kyle Bradish. So, whoever they get is not going to be quite as good, but they do need another starter. And I think that Henderson and Rutschman will be fine, but they just have to get through this. And it's not easy.
Rich, what's happening at BaltimoreBaseball.com on this July 30th?
Well, coverage, obviously, of the trade deadline later today, and something special. I understand that we're selling the Legend of James McCann t-shirts on the site. So, I know we didn't have a chance to talk about McCann today, but those t-shirts can be had, on the site, as well as Orioles news every single day.
There you go. James McCann will never have to buy a beer in this city again, that's for sure. Rich Dubrow, appreciate the time as always. Have fun at the trade deadline. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Bob.
You got it. Rich Dubrow, everybody. We'll come back. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over at 2. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Mike Bordick live from Pickles coming up at 5:30. Ravens news before we get to the Funhouse. Jonah Schaefer tweeting this out. No Rashad Bateman in practice. Left yesterday after a collision. John Harbaugh said was soreness. Is it the always fun general soreness? But no Bateman in practice. No Tez Walker. No Deontay Hardy. And that is Jonah Schaefer. We were talking off the air, Nolan. Listening to Lamar talk about Isaiah Likely. I've never heard him speak that glowingly about Rashad Bateman before. Maybe there is something there. They were literally in Paris together, and nobody knew. Neither one knew.
Yeah, I don't want to get into all the tabloid.
It's like if you run into somebody at the restaurant, hey, what are you doing here? Like, in Paris? Come on.
But, yeah, I mean, it's all about the football for them.
Right.
And the football, the production hasn't been there for Bateman. So, bad teammate, good teammate, good chemistry, bad chemistry. I don't know. Produce. It'll make up for all of it. But I was thinking about it this morning with Bateman. It is what it is at this point. And this, look, if we're going to believe Harbaugh, this is a minor injury. It's no big deal. He'll miss a day. He'll be back tomorrow or something like that.
Okay.
But he's kind of beyond the benefit of the doubt at this point, Rashad Bateman. And what's the cliche phrase? How's it go? That hurt guys stay hurt. I mean, this... Again, it could be very minor. It could be just a bump in the road, but it's always something with Rashad Bateman. There's never a clean stretch. There's always something in the way.
And to your point, don't want to make too much out of it, but had a great camp last week. Lamar comes back. And he leaves. So no Bateman at practice. Mm-hmm. Soreness, I guess. And I'm sure John Harbaugh will talk about it later on in the afternoon. But Inside Access coming up next. Orioles and Blue Jays tonight, 6:35. Orioles trying to get a leg up on the series after splitting the doubleheader yesterday. Trade deadline at 6. Let's go to the funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
This first texter here has some deadline concerns. Says the Yankees have been aggressive in trying to improve their team, and they have improved ahead of the deadline. The Orioles so far have not, in my opinion. In fact, I think they've done the opposite, gone the other direction.
Well, I got breaking news. Connor Norby gone to Miami for Trevor Rogers. This is Bob Nightingale, Ken Rosenthal. Connor Norby, this is a minute ago. It looked like it's going to be the everyday second baseman. We just talked about it with Rich Dubroff. Bob Nightingale, this is on Twitter a minute ago. Connor Norby to Miami for Trevor Rogers.
One for one?
That's what it looks like right now.
So, Rogers, well, brace yourself, fans. You're not going to like this. Just the stats on paper, 4.53 ERA and 105 innings pitched. Started 21 games this year for Miami. His career ERA, 4.23.
Yeah, so. He was like a stud early in his career.
All-star in 21.
Yeah, yep. But 26 years old, left-handed pitcher, Trevor Rogers, Connor Norby. Hardly knew ye. There's your trade.
Trevor Rogers.
Right. Looking, let's see here. I did have a good month of July. His ERA in the month of July, if this cooperates with me, should be pretty favorable. No more than 2 earned runs allowed in any start. And actually, that extends back into early June. So maybe rough going early in the year. He's pitching better now. We'll see. Lefty makes him a little more enticing, but I don't know, one for one. Norby, not one of your top guys, but not a guy that you're eager to part with if you're the fan base.
Starting right now, 7th best prospect. Maybe this means that Mateo is going to be back shortly, or maybe Jackson Holliday makes a return to Baltimore here.
Let's see. Another one here on the Orioles. Texter says, I was stunned that James McCann didn't get pulled yesterday simply for concussion protocol. The pain tolerance alone is impressive, but to keep catching and taking at-bats while having little to no visibility out of one of your eyes, extremely hard.
Look, I was shocked just like everybody else. And his bell had to be ringing today, I would think. Brandon Hyde scheduled to meet with the media at 4:25, and it's a 6:30 first pitch, so that's a little bit later. You got the trade deadline stuff you're going to have to talk about. You know, maybe McCann goes into concussion protocol. I don't think any of us would be mad if he did, right? Makes sense. I mean, he looked like he got hit by a bus.
Right. I don't know if it would be the best look for the Orioles. They just let a guy who has a concussion.
Let's not nitpick about medicals here.
Well, I'm not against it. I'm just saying if he does have a concussion, you know, his choice to play.
You should talk to Roger Goodell about that.
Right. Let's see. One last text here. Talking about Anthony Santander's future with the team. This texter doesn't understand why some people would be so quick or be okay with Santander leaving in free agency. Santander, our best hitter, still under 30 years old. And if you're not going to pay him, then who will you pay ever at this point?
I said before the season I'd give him 3 for $60. 3 years, $60 million. He has probably exceeded that contract. He's 30 years old. I don't know if I'm getting zany with a long-term deal. Maybe 4 for $80. Would he take that? But keeping Anthony Santander around, I think, is imperative. He's got power. He's been playing really good defense. He's a switch hitter. I mean, he checks a lot of buttons. He's not going to win a batting title for you. And he goes into slumps, usually early in the season. But when he's heating up, like he has for 2 months, he can carry your offense. Trevor Rogers, by the way, signed through 2026.
All right, so that full context there, that adds a little bit more to the picture.
So he and Eflin both going to be around next year, and I agree with Ryan Ripken. I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask Scott Boras. Kyle Stowers is in the Rodgers trade, per source. Brittany Giroli tweeting this out. So Connor Norby and Kyle Stowers.
Now I really don't know how I feel about this.
I was leaning a little higher. Anyway, there you go. So he's coming to Baltimore. Stowers and Norby are gone, and they're probably popping champagne because they're going to go right into the starting lineup for the Miami Marlins. There you go. Inside Access. We'll have more on this subject and more coming up next at Baltimore Baseball Tonight, live from Pickles Pub, coming up at 5:30. For Nolan McGraw, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.